now, today. At this very moment, if you've ever read one of my books or listened to my audio recordings or seen me on stage, you probably feel as though you know me much better than you know the old man about whom this story will be told. Of course, my own human nature prompts me, even now, to simply shut up and allow you to continue thinking whatever nice things you might have decided about the written and spoken words for which I get credit. Through the years and many hard lessons, I have found that no matter how long it takes or how desperately a person battles or denies, the truth always, always makes itself known. In addition, even those casual statements we commonly call half-truths, white lies, or exaggerations are costly and embarrassing when they come to light. Therefore, for the record, allow me to begin with this particular truth. Whatever good things you think of me, I believe a certain man named Jones to be responsible. He is also responsible for the daddy and husband I am still in the process of becoming. He deserves the credit. His is the life and wisdom and truth you should carefully examine with any time or connection that you possess. And now I am honored to be one of those connections. As I mentioned earlier, I am a writer. I am not the best writer around here or even the only writer in town. I'm just one of several. When I'm away from Orange Beach and people ask what I do for a living, I usually hesitate to use the word author. For some reason, I have always thought the phrase, "I am an author," sounds like someone who considers himself a big deal. I don't. And I am not. If you wanted me to prove it, you could ask what kind of books I write. Any person who has written a book should be able to answer that, right? Honestly, I'm not even sure myself. I'm not attempting to sound humble or pull some aw shucks routine in order to lure you into disagreeing with me about myself. Putting a label on the kind of books I write is like lassoing a bumblebee, and I know it. A mental run-through of traditional publishing labels will tell you very quickly that the task will not be easy. Trust me on this. The best minds in the book business have already tried. The first book I wrote that was read by anyone other than my family and friends was called The Traveler's Gift. It was easy to read and interesting. At least that's what folks said. I thought of it as a story that includes some of life's principles. It eventually made the New York Times bestsellers list in the fiction category. But that same week, the book made the Wall Street Journal bestselling books list in nonfiction. Barnes & Noble placed it in their self-improvement section. Amazon.com determined it to be literature, and there it stayed until they finally settled on the two different categories it still occupies today, inspiration and spirituality. Even the stalwart publication Publishers Weekly struggled to define it. Widely read and greatly respected, Publishers Weekly is an international magazine that has been produced four times a month since 1872. And for the first time in a history of more than 100 years, Publishers Weekly listed and reviewed a single book, The Traveler's Gift, in different sections within a week of each other in October 2002. Religion loved The Traveler's Gift and gushed, "Andrews is an author to watch." The review even compared the book favorably to the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life. On the other hand, the fiction section greatly disliked the book and gave it a negative review. Meanwhile, the New York Times kept The Traveler's Gift on its bestseller list but decided the book was not fiction after all. They placed it in the business category. To this day, I walk into most bookstores and still need to ask for help finding the Andy Andrews titles. Believe it or not, I was once escorted to my own books in the travel section. So how does one define my writing? I honestly have no idea, and it has caused many a dinner conversation to end in stories and laughter. Perhaps that is why I struggle at times to figure out what it is that I am supposed to put on paper. And there begins our story. Chapter 1. I found him. I wasn't looking for him.